People also have to adapt to the loss of oxygen particles in the air as the altitude increases. This happens because the air pressure decreases and the air becomes less dense and more thin, known as Boyle's law. The percentage of oxygen in the atmosphere is about the same from sea level to 3 kilometers up. After that threshold, the percentage of oxygen molecules in the air start to decrease, making it harder for people to breathe. This results in symptoms of high altitude sickness, such as lack of appetite, vomiting, headaches, disordered vision, fatigue, and difficulty with memorizing and thinking clearly. It also causes a strain to the lungs, as they have to work harder to facilitate the osmosis between the oxygen and carbon dioxide, a strain to the heart as it must pump more red blood cells to carry oxygen, and a strain to the brain as it does not get as much oxygen as needed to function. If the lack of oxygen is not adapted to properly, major harm can be caused to the body, including death. In fact, if a person were to be taken from sea level to an extremely high altitude in a short amount of time, they would most likely die immediately due to these factors.